Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I will be bringing forth God's Word, so please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. Once again, I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. You can definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight because we do serve an awesome God who can hear. Not only can He hear, but He can answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in His name we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man, that you are a promise keeper, that you have and hold all power in heaven in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. We thank you again for who and all that you are. We bless your name on tonight. And Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me, my entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray and we thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, your goodness unto us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your grace and mercy, even your sufficient grace that we don't deserve and we know we cannot earn. We thank you, my Father, that you have all of your angels continually watching over us all through the night. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Because we do know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders, even on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen your people that are sick and all over the land for your glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We want to continue to lift up all those that have been affected by the wildfires on the West Coast. Over 500 wildfires going on at the same time. Also, those who have been affected by the hurricanes, the two hurricanes over the weekend and over the past few days that have been affected, all those family members that have lost loved ones due to the floods and the fires, not only them, but those that have lost loved ones all over the land, comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit through your word on tonight. Should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight. It will touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins on tonight. They will also be able to open their own mouth and ask your son Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. Once they're saved, they will come to know that you will reveal to them the individual God purpose in the earth, so that they will know it, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus, we pray. So Heavenly Father, we pray again that you will help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to receive a word from the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one of them. We ask that you would grant them the desires of their hearts. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, his family, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Also, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and First Lady Jean Tillman and their families, and the Morning Star Baptist Church family. Not only them, but all pastors and leaders, Heavenly Father, and the prophets and elders and deacons that you have anointed and appointed to teach and preach your word and lead your people in any way, Lord. We ask that you will continue to bless them wherever they are. Continue to protect them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Continue to bless the works of their hands and the ministries that you have placed them over. That you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease again so that you may increase in us on tonight. That you will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer say amen. Well, we do know that God is good and he's still worthy to be praised. So tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. No matter what, God is worthy to be praised. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. No matter what, God is worthy to be praised. I'm a witness, and I'm sure that you, my sister, you, my brother, who have tuned in on tonight, you too are witnesses that God is worthy to be praised. No matter what's going on in the world around us, no matter what's going on in our families, we know that God is worthy to be praised. So once again, I will be bringing forth God's word. I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as we get ready to go through his word together on tonight. My message title for tonight is Keep Praising God While Waiting for Your Breakthrough. Once again, tonight's message title is Keep Praising God While Waiting for Your Breakthrough. Our main scripture is going to be coming from the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. I'm going to read that in your hearing right now, and then we're going to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into this word for tonight. So again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. You may have a different Bible, so your Bible may read differently. But according to the King James Version of the Bible, found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, we're going to be looking at verse number 8 for tonight. Again, this is our main scripture for tonight, verse number 8, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. And it reads as follows, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Once again, verse number 8, "And the Lord, he it is that do go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." We're going to go to our music break on tonight. We're going to come back and we're going to get into this word on tonight. And I pray that you be blessed by the word and receive what God has for you on tonight through his word. Enjoy the music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Cover me with thy presence. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, my soul says yes, yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes, hallelujah, yes, oh yes, oh yes, Lord. Sing this, cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Praise the Lord. Cover me, Lord. Thank God that once we're saved, and God is a promise keeper, his word lets us know that once we're saved in Jesus' name by faith, believing that Jesus is God's son, and he raised him from the dead, he died for your sins and my sins, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God. And he said in his word that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And once we are covered by the blood of Jesus, once we're in his hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out. Aren't you grateful on tonight to know that we are covered by the Lord God? But on tonight, once again, I will be bringing forth the word on tonight. I did read to you all our main scripture for tonight, and that was found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8, which I did read into your hearing. So we're going to go right into this word on tonight. Before I do that, I want to say unto all listeners, especially the new listeners on tonight, I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do appreciate each and every one of you that email me with your comments and feedback. We're talking about for tonight's message, keep praising God while waiting for your breakthrough. This is personal, and it's also corporate at the same time, this message for tonight. Waiting is not easy to do for most people, as we all know. However, sometimes in this life, we all will experience waiting. Again, sometimes in this life, no matter how young or how old you are, if you have not already experienced waiting, as my mother used to say, just keep living, you will also learn and experience what it means to wait. Waiting tests our faith, and also it tests our trust in God. Again, waiting tests our faith and our trust in God. In the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 1 through 10. Again, the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 1 through 10. Again, I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a Bible that's different, it's going to read differently. So please follow along with me. In verse number 1, in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, it reads, I will, and it said, again, it's personal. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. And I'm paraphrasing, yes, even while waiting for my breakthrough. On tonight, some of you may have health challenges, health issues, and you're waiting for your miracle to be healed in the name of Jesus. But sometimes you still, even while waiting for your breakthrough of a miracle to be healed, sometimes you have to wait. Someone may be waiting for their spouse, their spouse that they have been praying for. There's some also something that you have to wait for. It don't just, he or she don't just come. You have to wait for God to send you that man or woman that you have been praying for, that God will bless you with, that you could be soulmates for the rest of your lives together and giving God praise and glory together as one. Again, even if you have health challenges and you know you're standing on God's word and he said that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed, sometimes your healing may not come right when you think it will come. But again, I'm paraphrasing, yes, even while waiting for our breakthrough of healing in our bodies, sometimes we have to wait. And while we're waiting for our healing, you have to keep giving God praise. And I can testify to that myself, and I'm sure that I have a lot of witnesses on the line that's tuned in on tonight. They can bear witness that you may have experienced sicknesses or illnesses in your body, but you're still standing on faith, knowing that God has promised that he will heal you. You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. But in the meantime, while you're still waiting for that process to take place, and for the healing to manifest in your physical body, you should still be giving God praise. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. I can testify to that myself. When they told me over 30-some years ago that I was having seizures in the VA hospital, and I know I have told this story before. Some of you may have heard it, but we have a lot of new listeners, and I always had to share my testimony and give God glory. When I was in the hospital after suffering from what they call a grandma seizure, and I chewed out part of my tongue and lost all the nerves in my left arm are permanently damaged. But I told the Lord in my hospital room, once I found out what they had told my family, the doctors, that they should start preparing for my funeral service should I have another seizure. And once I heard that news, I was in my room alone. I was in a private room. And I had a little talk with Jesus. I had a talk with our Heavenly Father, just me and him. And I told him these words, just like I'm talking to you. You all hear my voice right now. This is exactly what I told God. I told the Lord after I heard the report from the doctors, I told the Lord that I cannot work for you if I'm dead. And I know you have more work for me to do. So that was a form of giving God praise, standing on God's word, believing that he is still going to be able to heal me no matter what the doctor said, no matter how it looked. So I'm saying the same thing to you, my sister, you, my brother, on tonight. Even when I got the report about the cancer that I went through, but thank God I'm free from cancer now. I'm just giving you a little history about the God that I serve and the God that you serve, my sister and my brother, because we do know that he is still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So while we are waiting for our breakthrough, no matter what the breakthrough is that we're waiting for, we still must continue to give God praise while waiting for our breakthrough to manifest in the natural. In verse number 2 of this same chapter, Psalms, we're still in the book of Psalms, chapter 34. Like I said, I'm going to be reading from verses 1 through 10. So verse number 2 says, and we're still reading from the King, I'm still reading from the King James Version of the Bible. In verse number 2 says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse number 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And I'm going to paraphrase right here, while waiting. We're going to exalt his name together. We can do it individually, and we can do it as a corporate body of believers together on one accord. We can praise his name individually, and then we can praise his name together while we're waiting for our breakthrough to manifest. Verse number 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. See, sometimes when we don't think the Lord is going to let us see our breakthrough manifest, sometimes the enemy will throw fear and doubt in there. And that's a way of tripping you up to take your eyes off of God. The word of God says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. For all of my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So don't fear when you don't see your breakthrough manifesting when you think it should manifest. Verse number 4 again says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Verse number 5 says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles, not some of his troubles, but all of his troubles. And verse number 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear. I'm paraphrasing the word fear here, talking about reverencing God or honoring God for who he is. And he is good. He is God. The God, he delivered them. So again, verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear God. He, God, delivered them. Verse number 8, taste and see. I like that. Oh, taste, don't just taste, but see. Yeah, even while you're waiting, I'm paraphrasing again. Oh, taste and see, even while you're waiting, see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Verse number 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear, or again, reverence God. Reverence God for who he is. And then verse number 10 says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Ooh, that's powerful right there. Again, verse number 10 says, the young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, see, you got to be seeking the Lord with your whole heart. But they that seek the Lord, and you got to be seeking him in humility. But they that seek the Lord you got to make sure that you're really seeking him. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Again, God is a promise keeper. Aren't you grateful tonight that he is a promise keeper? And he don't forget. He don't have amnesia. He don't get amnesia. He's not like man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some people, yes, even some Christians, when I say some people, I'm talking about some of those that are still spiritually blind. Yes, even some Christians, seasoned saints, even the new babes in Christ, yes, even some Christians grieve while waiting for their breakthrough to manifest in the natural. So don't grieve while you're waiting for your breakthrough to come through for you in the natural. Instead of grieving, why not praise God, give God praise, give him glory, give him honor, because you know that your breakthrough is on the way. I love the song that the Clark sisters sing, I'm looking for a miracle every day. And that's me. I don't know about you, but I too, I am also looking for a miracle every day. Why? Because God is a promise keeper. It's the old song that he may not come when you want him, but guess what? He's always on time because he is an on-time God. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, we're still talking about for tonight's message, keep praising God while waiting for your breakthrough. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, it reads as follows, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And I'm going to paraphrase right here again. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, yes, even while I'm waiting for my breakthrough. Verse number 1 continues to say that because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty or freedom to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse number 2 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Verse number 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he, talking about God, that he might be glorified. Then verse number 4 says, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. So, don't give up on God. Guess what? Because he would never give up on you. So we want to keep praising God while waiting for our breakthrough. We want to continue to seek him just like Abraham did. In the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. Again, the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. We're still talking about tonight's message. Keep praising God while waiting for your breakthrough. This is not a long message tonight, but this is a message that someone needed to hear for tonight. And not only did some of you, our listeners, need to hear this word, but this word was for me as well on tonight. Even though I'm the host and I'm delivering this word was for me too on tonight. So I know if it was for me, I know that someone else needs to hear this word on tonight. So again, we're looking right now in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. And we're still talking about keep giving God praise or keep praising God while waiting for your breakthrough. And then the verse number 18 in the book of Romans, chapter 4, reads as follows. Verse number 18 says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. I'm going to read that again. Who against hope believed in hope that he might be the father of many nations, talking about Abraham, according to that which was spoken. God had already made a promise to Abraham. So shall thy seed be. Verse number 19 says, and being not weak in faith, see, you can't be weak in your faith. You or I, we cannot be weak in our faith while we're waiting for our breakthrough from God. Verse number 18, who against hope? Wow, I had to read that again. Who against hope believed in hope, talking about Abraham, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse number 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Still talking about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God. Talking about Abraham again. He didn't stagger at God's word or God's promise to him. So that's what I'm talking about on tonight. Just like Abraham, you and I, we must be strong in our faith at all times. So verse 20 here, talking about Abraham still says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, isn't that something? Here he is, getting a word from the Lord through the Holy Spirit about he's going to be the father of many nations, and his seed is going to be blessed. So, we as Christians on today can look at Abraham as our good example. Just like he kept the faith, he had strong faith. The Bible says strong faith. Not only did he have faith, but his faith was strong. Strong faith. And while he was holding on to his strong faith, he was still giving God the glory while he was still waiting for his breakthroughs. And that breakthrough that we just got to read about was a promise him and Sarah that they were going to bear a child, which did come to pass. But look at their age. Look how old they were. But God still made them a promise. So just like he made them a promise, he has made you some promises on tonight. He has made some promises to me as well. So even though the promises may not have manifest, we don't see them yet in the natural, don't give up on God. Continue to hold on to your faith. And then I like what it says about Abraham. Not only did he have faith, but his faith was strong. So that's what you and I, the Word of God talks about, everyone has been given a measure of faith. But this word lets me know that not only did Abraham have a measure of faith, he had strong faith in God. So that's what my prayer is for you on tonight, my sister, for my brother on tonight, that your faith will be increased on tonight, that it will become stronger than you ever thought it could be, that you will keep on giving God praise while you're waiting for your breakthrough, while you're waiting for your new home, your new house, that you know that the Lord promised you, but you don't have the keys to it yet. But he made a promise to you that you, because you prayed about it, and he said he would give you the desires of your heart if you believe in faith. So you have prayed and asked the Lord to give you a new home. You've been looking around, and you've been talking to different realtors, and you've been going into different homes and different vacant houses, and that's market ready, and it seems like for some reason the paperwork is not going through fast enough for you. That's a process, but you want it right now. You want it instantly, but you don't want to wait on God. But again, God is a promise keeper. If you know anything about God, if you know anything about God's history, you too can bear witness that he is a promise keeper, that he cannot fail, he cannot lie, he cannot change. Why? Because he's not like man. He don't forget. what he says he's going to do, trust me, he's going to do it. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes the answer may be no. But then sometimes we just have to keep waiting because God knows when to bless us. He knows how to bless his children. He knows exactly what we stand in need of. And he knows what's going to take us away from him. So he's not going to give you or me anything that's going to take us away from him. That's an enemy. That's a trick of the enemy. Now, that's how the enemy works. He would give you things of this world that would keep you sidetracked and get your mind off of God. He don't want you to remember where all your real blessings come from. And the word of God says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And that's still true today. I still lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. For all of my help, I love that song Sister Mary Abraham used to sing at our church. All of my help, not some of it, all of my help comes from the Lord. So knowing that, you, my sister, again, you may be looking for a husband. You, my brother, may be looking for a wife. You may be looking for a new job. And you've been promised that job, but for some reason, things are not working out in your favor and don't seem like you're going to get that job or that promotion on your job. You're not going to get that new car that you've been praying for. Your health, it seems like it has continued to go down instead of getting better. But you already know that God said that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are already healed. So what are you going to do, my sister? What are you going to do, my brother? Knowing what God has already said in his word. The word says it is written. Just like Jesus told Satan, when Satan tried to tempt Jesus after the 40-day fast and coming out of the wilderness, the enemy tried to trick Jesus. He forgot, apparently forgot who Jesus was. He told him that if he would kneel down, cast himself down, and he could turn these stones into bread so he could have something to eat because he knew that Jesus was hungry after being in the wilderness for 40 days. But guess what? You and I, we have to keep giving God praise until our breakthrough manifests, and but we can see it in the natural or in the physical. We have to keep giving God praise. Sometime again, sometime God tests our faith. He already knows our hearts. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows better than we know ourselves. So sometimes we just have to continue to keep trusting in God, continue to put our faith, our hope, and our trust in him, knowing that, that he is a promise keeper. So while you're waiting for your breakthrough to come for you or to manifest in your life, God will be honored if you would continue to give him praise and glory while you're waiting for your breakthrough to come. Again, as I said at the beginning of this message, it was not a long word. It's not a long message. But I think it was something that someone could be blessed by, not only for me, but for someone else on tonight. I pray that you have received this word. I pray that you have been inspired by this word, that you will continue to give God praise even while you're waiting on your breakthrough because you know that it's coming. You just don't know when. But God knows when. Again, he is searching your heart. He's searching my heart. So he want to know who's really praising him for real. Are you praising God for material things? Or are you praising God because you really love him? And are you praising God for who he is? That's the question for tonight. So he already knows the answer. And you know the answer too. That's a personal question for every listener on tonight, even including myself. So we want to continue to meditate on this word on tonight. Again, even if your breakthrough haven't come through for you yet, keep looking for your miracle. Keep praising God. Keep praying to God. Keep singing songs of melody of joy and peace in your heart until the Lord. Keep encouraging your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, in his word. Keep praying and lifting up the name of Jesus before sinful men, before men and women, boys and girls that are still spiritually blind in the world today who do not know who Jesus is. You, my sister, my brother, just by you, continue to keep praising God while waiting on your breakthrough. That can be an awesome sight for someone to see and witness that are not saved in Jesus' name. And they will, that will, most likely, in most cases, that will strengthen their faith, that when they hear God's word, that they will put their trust and their faith and their hope in God, the same God that you serve, the same God that I serve, and that they too will confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and forgive them and have to be saved in his name. And then, once they're saved, they too will get in his word. They will really come to know who God is. And once they come to know who God is, they will know without a doubt that they have a whole lot of reasons to give God praise. And then they too will continue to give God praise while they're waiting for their breakthrough to come as well. So I pray that you have received this word. I pray that it has been a blessing to you on tonight as it has been to me. I want to encourage you all to continue to lift each other up in prayer, continue to encourage one another in God's word, continue to love one another, continue to keep the faith, continue to praise God while waiting for your breakthrough. And once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. No matter what, God is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. I'm a witness. God is worthy to be praised no matter what. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, no matter how it feels, or how, what you think about whatever the situation is, God is still worthy to be praised. Because he is the great I am, the Most High God, the one and only God, our Heavenly Father and Creator. So we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. We're closing out a little early. But I have given to you all what I have received to give to you all for tonight. And again, I pray that it has been received, that God has been glorified through it. Know that I love you, God loves you even more. So I'm asking all listeners on tonight, if you will please pray with me as we close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, which in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you, Father, that you are a promise keeper. You cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. And just like you kept your promise to Abraham, the father of many nations, you will keep that same promise to us, your saints, your children, even today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for your Holy Spirit that lives in each and every believer on tonight. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. In the name of Jesus, continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those individuals in the name of Jesus. Again, we want to continue to lift up all those that are affected by the wildfires on the West Coast in America. And also all those that have lost loved ones due to violence all over the land. We know that you sit high, Heavenly Father, and you look low, and all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We just bless your name again on tonight for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his sacrifice, for the shed blood, his shed blood on the cross, his sinless, righteous, and holy, and precious blood. It was shed on the cross for my sins and the sins of mankind because of the love. That he did not only die, but he went into the grave. He went down the hill. And he paid the price for our sins. Not only that, but he also rose from the dead with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he has risen. And he's now sitting at your right hand, Heavenly Father, making intercessions for the saints of God. So we thank you for him. We thank you for his blood. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. And it will never lose its power. So for that, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. Continue to bless every listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to meet their needs as you promised that you would, because you are a promise keeper. So help us to keep praising you, Heavenly Father, while waiting for our breakthrough. Not only me, but for every listener on tonight, every saved believer in Jesus' name that are waiting for a breakthrough. Help us to keep giving you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. You're worthy to be praised. This we ask and pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. to hear a word from Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He will be bringing forth God's word. I'm sorry, that's not Pastor King. That's going to be Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. Again, not Pastor Norman King. It will be Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night, August the 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. Deacon Marvin Cox always shares with us inspirational poems, and he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So you want to tune in this coming Saturday night, August 29th, and hear what the Lord is going to say through Deacon Marvin Cox. So again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.